You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
To No Dumb Idea.
Fuck. Oh, shit. Dang, God damn it. Fuck.
Every time. We can never get past that level. What is it, guys? What are we doing? It's me, Gibbledang, here.
This is Jim Leonardi, but I just have an idea. I think it's when we jump and dash, I think we're supposed to jump wall jump dash.
Mm-hmm. And it's me, Dala. I think I like that idea. Maybe we should try doing that on the end, like before the enemy hits us.
Well, speaking of ideas, welcome to No Dumb Idea. You know, it's a pop culture podcast that uses game shows, trivias, and just a trivial conversation to express their dumb ideas through, express their dumb ideas.
Wow, I guess I'll just turn this off then.
Jeez, thanks for bringing
you guys over to play
yeah.
video games. I guess Gibbledang just wants to make a podcast. God.
Thanks for having us over, though, nonetheless. I mean, it was fun playing chess with you.
Yeah, that game we were playing was chess.
Chess?
The three-player video game chess.
Yep.
Yeah, chess. Yeah.
The famous video game adaptation of the board game, obviously.
Yeah, and I was the pawns.
Mm-hmm. I was also
overpowered.
The pawns.
Pawns broken. We were all pawns.
Yeah, we were all pawns.
They did not balance them correctly.
And you know what? I think that speaks a lot to our society. But you know, as the three of us speak to society, and speaking of video game adaptations,
mm-hmm.
we're going to work backwards a little bit. And we're going to talk about video games that have been adapted into live action media. Whether or not it's TV or film, or even animated, you know, which I guess that falls under both. I didn't really need to clarify that, but, you know, I did, and that's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
And I'm learning to accept
anything
that.
Anything that was adapted from interactive media to strictly
passive media.
Passive.
Exactly. Not books, though. No one reads them shits.
Hey. Yeah, me neither. I listen to them on Audible.
I was about to say that. You don't fucking read them. Yeah, I know you.
I get comic books so I can look at the pictures and that's it. I don't read them.
I've been thinking about reading books lately.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Dala reads too much, I would say.
No, I just look at the pretty pictures.
I need to burn some of Dala's books, you know? I think that's a good practice.
Actually, we need to remove some knowledge from Dala's knowledge pool. God, getting a little too worldly.
Take them down a notch, you know?
Burn me like a witch at the Salem's trial, which actually apparently didn't happen. I read that in a book once. But anyways, this isn't about books.
Revision history about the Salem witch trials? That's fucked up, dude. When does it stop?
Yeah, I know, right?
Why do people keep demonizing the people of Salem. It's ridiculous. Do we want them to be overrun with witches doing magic? That's what people want? It's ridiculous.
I think they were playing magic, actually. That's what I heard. They were playing MTG originally.
Honestly, true.
Yeah.
I would if somebody set me on fire and it was like, this is because you play magic, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The problem was the mayor would lose to them. And be like, you're a witch, clearly you know what my hand is.
Yeah, true. Ooh, they were like, you're a witch, and it turns out she just has the Millennium Puzzle.
Ooh. Yes. Perfect MTG card.
That's universal.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Millennium Puzzle works for any game you're playing. Like, they could be playing chess. And, like, he puts his hand on a pawn, and it just changes to a bishop, because he needs it to be a bishop.
That's
good.
Nice.
That's good. That ties back into the opening, where we were playing chess. So it comes full circle.
Which ties to our topic today.
Ties to our topic of things coming full circle. Video game adaptations. So, you know, there's been a bunch. you know, famous, infamous, you know, I don't know. There's been a lot. I don't want to go through all of them. I just want to touch upon like the most important, I guess, you know. Sure, you've got your Super Mario Bros. Live action 1998 or whatever. That speaks for itself.
It's one of the, I think, the first, if not one of the first.
One of the first, mm-hmm. for sure, because I think there was like a Double Dragon or something like
that.
That
one came out maybe after.
Whatever, man. But anyways.
No, I'm just, yeah.
I know.
Well, you and your Double Dragon. See,
yeah,
got
dude,
some
who
books
cares?
To burn.
Yeah. Go burn your books.
All right. I'll go beat up Bimmy and Jimmy.
But, you know, I want to talk about the ones that like, I guess, mean the most to us, what video game adaptations mean the most to us, the video games themselves. You know, for example, I love Resident Evil. I'm a big Resident Evil fan. The movies are fucking terrible, apart from one of them.
You'll guess, listener.
Yeah, you'll guess. But, you know, all the Mia Jovovich stuff, you know, as good as an actress she is, like, those movies are just eye candy that her husband director has made.
Yeah.
And
they're more about,
you know,
the latex.
More definitely about the latex. only one of them, like, the first movie kind of captures elements of, like, the first game. The second one tries to be, like, three different games. But other than that, they're not
they go wild.
Fun to get through. They get wild, and not in a good way, not in an enjoyable way.
I will say my
off
first
the rails.
My first Resident Evil movie was 3, funny enough. So that's a wild one to jump in on, I feel.
Oh my god, that's the desert one, right?
Where everything's a desert, and then the next one apparently it's not anymore.
That's why, even me as a kid watching that, I was like, this feels like, wait, why, how's everything a desert now?
Like, how are they alive then? There's no plants, no oxygen, like what? And then there's,
But, you know, they made a reboot in 2020 that kind of combined the first second movie. That one, I loved it. I thought that there was a B-movie charm to it. A lot of people were mad that Leon Kennedy was played by a brown actor, which is stupid. But you know, it was fun. It wasn't like great, but it was a good adaptation for sure. Especially after the previous fucking 7 or 8, many they made.
Then also that show I heard was pretty awful too. The one after.
Oh god, yeah.
I guess real quick too, what do you think of the animated movies that Japan made?
Like they're insane, dude.
Like
they're insane.
Yeah.
I've
do
seen
like
a couple
them,
of them. Well, they're very like, I don't know, I kind of hold them in their own regard because it's like comparing a anime to like a live action serious kind of movie, because they pull off some stupid shit and they do like weird physics shit. Like, didn't we watch Degeneration or some shit together where it's basically, they're both John Wick? Like Leon Kennedy and Chris Redfield are John Wick, and they're doing gung-fu and like, against zombies or some shit?
Yeah, that's such a good one. It's funny because, like, it's dumb action just like the live-action movies, but it's just much better because it's animated and, like, I don't know, it's Capcom actually made it, so it's, like, a little more forgivable.
Yeah. But
not, like, good, but yeah.
They're okay.
I'm out of my depth here because I've seen none of this.
No, you're good.
Dude, they're weird. Sorry. They're weird. Just look up like Leon Kennedy, John Wick, Resident Evil, and it'll pop up.
I'm sure you can just type in Resident Evil Degeneration. I think there's a scene where he shoots a gun in the air with his gun so the other guy could catch it or some shit like that.
Yeah,
it's
so fucking hot.
Shit like that where it's like so dumb.
For video game movies in general? So, it's hard to say, honestly. Like, I mean, I think I've talked about this before. I'm still, like, technically, all the Pokemon movies and TV show is an adaptation of the game. It was first and foremost, it was a Game Boy game. Before everything, And it was a TV show before it was even a manga that went to full publish. I, like, deep-dived this the other day, and I was really looking into this. And it's, apparently they tested a bunch of versions of the manga while they were making the TV show, but they weren't able to actually get one launched until after the TV show had already started. Interesting fact, which is why Pokemon Adventures didn't follow Ash.
It was its
own thing.
Wasn't originally the manga going to have Clefairy instead of Pikachu or something?
It was. And then the main... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a talking Clefairy, too. It was a Clefairy that could straight up speak like humans.
I think he might have been like
was described to have a gravelly voice. He was brash, and he would piss on things all the time. He would smoke and he would piss on people. And that was his Clefairy would do.
Damn, what we could have gotten. That would have been
Imagine that as the cartoon.
Funny enough, when I first played Detective, not Detective Pikachu, Let's Go Pikachu, I was like, we're ditching Pikachu, we're picking up Clefairy.
Nice.
That's always been my favorite way.
So that we could piss on everything.
Yeah, and then I piss on it. I piss on my Switch.
You piss on, not the Clefairy. But
yeah, that's what I say. Yeah. I piss on my Switch.
But yeah, the Pokemon movies and TV show, they're pretty good. You know, they're not amazing. Some of my favorite things they've ever done is when they did the Pokemon, Origins, where they actually did do the stories about the video games. That was actually very nice to see.
I wish they did a Gold Heart or a Gold and Silver.
Yeah, that would have been cool. The new one, if you guys haven't seen it, very good game. Or not game.
Show. Say, what?
The one that has Gen 9 in it now, too. What was it called? Pokemon Adventures?
Odyssey? No, not Odyssey. I think Adventures, yeah.
No, that's the name of the manga. What is the new one called? I can't remember.
Journeys.
Yeah, so the new one, very nice. Has a very, has its own actual plot that isn't just, I'm going to be the best. Like, it's actually, this weird, mystery having to do with the main characters, grandmother and stuff like that. It's actually good. And different. They teach you how to play Pokemon.
Oh, really?
In really cool ways that actually will more integrate with the video game, where they're in general, they establish more lore stuff with connecting people to Pokemon and how they can work together. And I like it a lot. One of the things they added was basically, the reason that trainers are good, a good trainer is somebody who, rather than you're not just good at telling your Pokemon what to do. It's about learning what their natural inclinations are and then building off of what they're already, naturally do. Sounds like she gets EVs her starter. And it's a starter who's Sprigatito. And Sprigatito keeps wandering off to go nap in the sun in different places, so she memorizes all of its nap spots so that she can find it and stuff. And so she starts having to learn how its brain works. And then afterwards she can tell, it's you have to be able to tell what move your Pokemon wants to use. And then you have to agree with them and make a choice. And because if you just straight up pick something they don't want, they won't listen to you. That's basically what the anime was doing. And I'm like, that's new. It's interesting. I like it.
Huh. Yeah,
that's a good way. Honestly, I didn't even think about the movie or the show because I was like, those would probably be good. So I'll preface this with honestly, I'm pretty indifferent with video game movie show adaptations. I feel like most of them.
What about Doom?
Well, Doom is one I watched as a kid. They're bad. Most of them are bad.
It's rare when they're good. At least we have a really good example of a good one right now. That just came out.
Doom Annihilation.
Third trailer.
Sonic versus Blahnik.
Yeah.
Sonic versus Keanu Reeves. Sonic versus
It's Blahnik. Blahnik. The evil version
of Blahnik.
Me.
Fuck you. I got a gun.
Have you seen Blahnik?
But not because I'm Blahnik.
I hope they give. No, I have not. I have not heard what you're talking about. So to me, this just sounds incredibly offensive. I hope it's a reference.
I don't know if Gibbledang knows there is a reference for Blahnik the Hedgehog, but I don't know if that's what you're actually getting at. Well, there Black is Blahnik. Sonic. It's
not. Black Sonic.
It's not that. It's a YouTube like Newgrounds animation by this guy. But my favorite, I will just say, is Silent Hill. Probably like this one I grew up watching. One I felt pretty relatively faithful. I think my thing with video game adaptations, it's like, would I rather play the game or would I watch this movie? I'd rather play the game. That's my issue personally. But
of course,
like I said, Silent Hill is one I grew up as a kid watching. Pokemon though too. Those would probably be top two, unless I think of any better ones. But yeah.
are you excited for the basically Blahnik? Silent Hill 2? Yeah, Blahnik. Silent Hill 2 adaptation?
Not so much. I mean, even the Silent Hill 2 remake is going to be flawed, is my guess. I don't think it's going to be... Because Silent Hill is like one of the... To me, as a series, is one of those... It's like the godfather of like games... And where, like, if you remake it and you change anything, you really miss the mark, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you change things, like, that's Silent Hill to me, personally.
But it's almost like, why remake it, too?
Yeah, just clean it up, make it look nicer, HD, and then you know?
You know, like Dead Rising. Dead Rising just got a HD remake.
Port?
Not even remake, but port?
Like a remaster?
What do you call it? Yeah, remaster. Yeah. And apparently it's like, people are like, oh yeah, you know, the same stuff, like a guy was doing a speed run and picked up a weapon in a secret spot and it's still there. Like, it's, you know, there's certain ways to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, even whenever I play Fallout or try to mod Fallout, like whether or not it's New Vegas or Fallout 3, which are games from almost like 10, 16 years ago, the only thing I really do is just mod them so that they're up to, like, play like they modern games. You know? So, yeah, very interesting when it comes to remakes, remasters like that. Now, yeah, so there's the Sonic 3 trailer. It looks great. Keanu Reeves as as Shadow is great casting.
I think it's perfect casting.
It is perfect casting. Although I do remember a rumor saying that Hayden Christensen was might have been.
That would have been so good.
That would have been good. That would have been.
But
fun.
It's John Wick.
I would have really liked that.
John Wick. Yeah, but still,
exactly. Yeah, and I'm sure. Oh my god, he's good with guns. Do you think he's gonna do Gun Fu?
They're gonna give him guns. They already gave him. Better. They already confirmed he has the motorcycle.
I want him to have real guns, but I also want him to have that, like, toilet seat gun from Shadow the Hedgehog, the game. Just for, like, reference for those fans. Gun? There's, like, a toilet seat looking ass gun. Yeah, it looks like a toilet seat.
I immediately...
I want that!
Dude, that's crazy.
And I want the president to be in the movie, too. And you have to... Shadow's trying to assassinate the president.
Maria's gonna be in the movie, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does also look like from the trailer that he is like going on a rampage and just fighting everyone he can, which is also very fun.
And he's so fast, he's basically teleporting.
was that he was so fast he was doing it, or was he or actually just, or can he I think he can just actually just teleport in this movie.
Well, that would be cool if he's not a speedster, he could just teleport.
He just has cool. these, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Also, isn't he fast because he has like the shoes that are rocket shoes? Like he's not
his shoes.
So it's like, why not just give him like the shoes, make him teleport or something?
Shoes that he can skate with.
I did have that. I played the fuck out of that game growing up. Oh my god, that game was so cool.
The Shadow the Hedgehog game.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Oh my god,
it was so good.
Yeah. Speaking
just
of
the fact that they went so edgy with it.
Let's talk about good adaptations. You know, I guess we have I'm sure varying Sonic. Opinions. Obviously, Dala, you don't think that there are too many, but I do want to say
there,
like,
there's some that are enjoyable. I will say,
of course, yeah,
yeah.
I definitely think Fallout. You know, I'm like I said, I'm just getting into Fallout, but I think the show is a great example of a way to like use the lore, and I mean, shit, it's basically the next installment that we have before the video game because it is canon.
Yeah.
And so
it was a little divisive in the Fallout like
community.
A lot of people felt different ways about the show. I liked it a lot, but I know there were a lot of people who weren't big fans of it. Yeah. Just because it did tilt itself just a little bit more towards, like, the Fallout 4 crowd.
It picks endings.
Gotcha. I was going to say,
it solidifies things that were basically always supposed to remain ambiguous. Like, yeah. That's something that people don't like about it, is that, like,
that's fair.
There was always these things that, like, you're supposed to kind of never know the real reason behind them, and they're like, yeah. No, this show's gonna actually get to the bottom of it, and everybody's like, eh.
That's also annoying to be, like, this reveal is in a different medium than the original. Like, shouldn't the game developers that made... Well, I guess it's not the same people that made it's Fallout, like, but, you know. Like,
they've made four or five games now, and they purposefully have, like, not revealed this. It's like...
Let them be the
but
ones
But it's still... It's such a good show that it's still so like synergistic that it increased the sales of Fallout 4 because people are like, okay, or actually I think there was a sale going on because
Fallout
I
London
went,
too.
Yeah. So there was all the original Fallout games that went on sale. Everyone started buying them. You know, it simmered down a little bit and then Fallout London came out, the big mod that had been being worked on, I think since the game originally came out.
Also divisive.
I'm playing it too. It's pretty fun, you know. I appreciate me some new Fallout, but basically it's it's interesting that, like, once that mod came out, like, I bought Fallout 4 again on a different, like, platform because I needed the DLC and I had no problem playing for it, you know. So it's like the synergy amongst the fan base and the community and the actual developers. It's like it's very interesting for this franchise in particular because, you know, Bethesda isn't one to shut down the modding community because they know that, like, it's drawing them in more people.
They're fixing, like, the customers. Games for them, too.
Exactly. Yeah, the modding community props up Bethesda up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love I love the show.
I had a quick question, I guess, regarding the, like, things that were revealed. I guess this is for Nate, or I don't know if either of y'all. As a show, let's say you're, like, it's your parents watching this show. You know, they have no idea about the Fallout games. The stuff that they reveal, do you think that's stuff that a general audience would be, like, if they didn't reveal it, they would be like, wait, what the fuck? Or, like, for good or for bad, you know? If that makes sense?
Basically, the problem, well, it's like kind of the problem is that, like, that's like, it's not like just like something they kind of like sprinkled in as a reveal. It's like the central plot of the show revolves around it.
Okay. So you, like, have to have that reveal for the show.
Yeah. And it, like, builds it puts a lot of things into the Fallout universe that start to like make less and less sense. Like, okay, so it's like no one could really know what started the entire war. But in the show, actually, the main character who the show, who's a ghoul, he's been alive this whole time, and technically he's known the entire time, so there's just been some dude out there who just knew everything. And
to be fair, in terms of Fallout, there's handful of dudes that know everything. There's so many people that have had their fingers
in the little
pot.
But they don't reveal it, though, too, don't they? They don't like to keep it secret, though. It's, I guess.
Well, they know big things, but, like, no one knows, like, why the Fallout world came to be, like, the everybody has, everybody has a reason, and they're kind of all right. And that was the point, was that, like, before, all of the reasons were right, and it was a lot of things that contributed to the creation of the Fallout world.
Yeah.
I mean, whereas now, like, the show is trying to say, like, no, actually, it's really just this, only this.
It's a lot. But, you know, of all characters in the show, the ghoul is probably the best one. Everyone loves Walton Goggins.
He is. Great actor.
Whenever I pick up welding goggles, I always think of him in Fallout.
Oh, God, what's the hell? You're doing this in real life.
In Fallout, you could pick up welding goggles, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Man, my guy.
Walton Goggins.
That's how he got named. His parents were playing Fallout, and were like, ooh, that's a good name.
It's true.
Yep, that's where it came from.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a good adaptation that I believe Resident Evil is. What other? You know, and it's see, I got
Sonic.
Sonic.
That's why I brought it up. It's because it's good. Right. It's really good.
Like, as we know, Sonic and Blonic. But first, we got to start with Sonic and Blonic 1.
It was Chronic the Blind. I think a fantastic adaptation. I think the choice they made to have like Sonic just kind of be live action and next to people made sense because of things like Sonic 06 and stuff in other games where he's just kind of next to humans.
Yeah, fuck
you kind of have to do it at some point.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I mean, yeah, there's and with, a precedent like,
the whole
for
Maria
it.
Thing, it set that up a lot easier.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, Jim Carrey, not one to really do sequels, always kind of feels like he gets bit in the ass by sequels. He always says that and like whenever he's interviewed about them. But he's come back for a third, you know. He's
mm-hmm. yeah.
an excellent Dr. And Eggman.
As
and
he every, is. He kills that part.
He's you know, coming back twice.
I like that yeah. they just I like that they in the first movie it's just him. He's a did he have hair? He did have hair. He had the fuckboy
yeah.
haircut.
He was like a tech dude.
He's skinny and he's got the fuckboy haircut. And then at the end, he's bald. And in the second one, he's bald and he starts to get fat. And then the third one, he's the bald fat guy and he's playing his grandpa too.
Yeah.
It's so great. I love the deterioration creation of Eggman. Like,
he's just a wily idiot. Like, he's just an idiot genius, just a diva. It's so good. You know, it's very interesting that it almost feels like a purpose bait and switch, but when they first showed the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer with ugly Sonic, it almost feels intentional. I don't know. It's a conspiracy I have. Yeah.
I think genuinely that was, I don't think it was a pivot. I don't think it was a last minute pivot. I think the leaked footage truly was earlier in development when they just hadn't made their final changes.
It wasn't leaked footage, it was a trailer.
Yeah.
It was a leaked trailer.
Was it a full trailer? Yeah, it was a published trailer. Yeah.
I think it's real because...
Ew.
I was gonna say, I think it's real because Sonic
is...
I
didn't realize it was an official release.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That makes it so much worse.
I think it's real because I think Sonic is the one fandom that would have enough people that would get behind and backlash that it could actually cause the, like, produce harm. The company, parent company, to, like, be like, oh, never mind. Slip this one. Yeah. That was a leak, Nate. Hey, Nate, that was a leak trailer.
Yeah,
I swear.
Honestly, they got me.
Yeah, they tricked you. Only.
it's very fun. You know, I feel like it's very good for all audiences, at least the first one. The second one, there's just a very annoying, like, 30-minute wedding sequence in the middle of the movie that, like, ooh. Slows the pacing down to a grinding halt.
Wait, it's in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the middle. It's like right in the middle of an action sequence.
That's weird.
It's like you're the climax of the movie. True.
Did I watch it with you, Nate? Who did I watch
spot,
it with?
Or like
I don't know. Finish.
I remember watching it in theaters and being like, fucking, like what time? Like what? How long is this scene?
Is this movie done?
Like, the big plot. Because like the real wedding plot. The big B plot of the movie is the fact that Sonic is home alone for the first time because. They have to go to this wedding in Hawaii, right? And so, like, basically, naturally, they decide that they're going to have an entire B-plot about, like, their relationship with the bride and the fact that it was the woman that they tied up in the first movie, and so she still hates them and stuff.
What the fuck? And,
yeah, Sonic and Ronic was a weird movie. Sonic versus Ronic... And also Tails is there.
Versus Ronic and also Tonic is Tonic, there.
And also Tonic is there, yes. too. Yeah, that was a fun one, but it was weird. I didn't watch the Knuckles show. I completely forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot they did that.
It was also good. I watched it.
Kid Cudi's in it.
Yep.
Ooh.
You know, that kind of, you know, speaking of Sonic, gotta jump to Mario. There's nothing to say about
Olympics.
The John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins one that hasn't been said. Although I might give it a rewatch.
Except for we need a sequel.
It might be good. Who
I
knows?
Think
it
that
might
hasn't
be good.
Been
well,
said
I don't know about a sequel there, my friend. One of the Mario brothers might be dead. Maybe the most important one.
Yeah, we'll replace them. Or CGI.
Recast sequel.
AI CGI. With deep cut. Or
Mark Hamill is
deep fake. Deep fake. Deep fake. Yeah. No, what I want is I want a Street Fighter the movie the game style, but for Mario the movie the game. So I want live action, like Bob Hoskins running over and jumping on those Goombas from the movie.
Mario, so sick.
Mario and Lario. Yeah.
Mario and Luigi. Mario
and John Luigi Lasagna.
Versus Bowie-o.
Yeah, versus Dennis Mario. Hopper.
Who's that?
Yeah. The Bowser. No, that's his real, really that's actually his real government. Who the that's his fuck government is name.
Dennis Hopper? Why do you keep bringing him up every goddamn episode, Dalla?
I thought I told you to stop making people up.
No, it's Bowser's legal name. It's his government official name.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Bowser's a white guy? Okay, so speaking of Bowser, I'm willing to give the old movie a rewatch. It could be good.
Yeah,
it's especially now knowing that it's just a cyberpunk movie.
It's Blade Runner, but Mario.
It's Blade Runner, you know. Basically.
I remember liking it as a kid, but I knew it wasn't
for the wrong reasons.
It's this is cool, but this same. Isn't Mario, but this is cool.
But then
still.
I'd see okay, that's cheap. Okay, that's cool. Or that's
Yoshi,
the bomb.
A dinosaur? Yeah, that's sick.
Ugly. Yoshi being a full ass dinosaur fails to floor me.
Oh, that guy's
when they
totally
turn to look at him and it's just
he's a dinosaur. Yeah. Hey, Jurassic Park came out and it was one of my favorites at that time, so.
But
dinosaurs.
So I watched the Super Mario Bros. Movie, the Chris Pratt and Charlie Day, yeah.
I like the new one.
I watched it at work, I had it on my phone, and I kind of think I 100% got what was going on, even in between helping customers,
yeah,
it is not complicated.
It's an Illumination movie, which, like I said before, they got the Super Mario Bros. Movie because Nintendo saw how good they can make overalls on the Minions, and they're like...
Is that really? That's it?
Yeah, and they just overalls, they're like... yeah, and they're like...
Hire this man.
What else could it possibly be?
I mean, I guess
and
it
the
makes...
The mustache from Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs. But, and then, I don't know, it's an okay movie. I mean, it's still a kid's movie. So I can't, what the fuck can I say about it? But it could be very generic at times. I hate that Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong. I hate that Chris Pratt is Mario.
I hate Chris Pratt. Mario. I did not like that. I am A-okay with Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. I thought it fit. It doesn't matter if it's cringy. It still fit. That still is absolutely would be what Donkey Kong sounds like, for sure.
Although Charlie Day is inspired casting. Right? Yeah, as Luigi. Mm-hmm. Mwah, chef's kiss. Yeah. Italian chef's kiss. Yep. Mwah, Mamma Mia.
That one was really good. I did kind of like the bit where they were like, oh, the Italian accents is what they do for their commercials.
Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome.
And that's all 90s and retro.
Yeah, and it's they got it from that guy at the bar. The guy at the bar is the original voice of Mario.
It's been great. So it's got enough fan appeal. A lot of Easter eggs. Just sometimes it's just I'm watching a Illumination kids movie. But that doesn't change its merit, huh?
Yeah, I was gonna ask, can I play actually my favorite clip from a Mario adaptation real quick? 6 seconds long. Let me know if you can hear it.
And if you do drugs, you go to hell before you die. Please.
Dude, that's sick.
It's so fucking cool.
Honestly, can vouch.
Yeah.
Side note, that reminds me of a TikTok that I saw the other day where it was it was this old grandma being like, sometimes I just want to die, but I don't know how. And the granddaughter taking the TikTok is like, grandma, don't say these things. And she's like, no, it's true.
God damn.
Oh my god, that's gonna be me.
There was something that I kind of even a segue. The Mario movie was the best. The Super Mario Bros. Animated movie was the best rated video game movie technically. and it was probably the highest grossing one.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we're talking about casting, we got Jack Black as Bowser, which was very interesting and very, very good, honestly.
Worked.
It worked really well. And for a bit, I thought that he was going to be the saving grace to video game movies. Because he was cast as Claptrap in Borderlands, and he's also cast as Minecraft Steve in the upcoming Minecraft movie.
Which is crazy that I didn't know he wasn't going to be animated. I think he's literally just Jack Black. He's not animated.
And he's holding an axe. The axe, it's like he's probably going to be a real person living in the Minecraft world.
Like in the Minecraft world. Sucked in or something.
Yeah. I was going to say, is everyone else going to be like fucking cubed people?
Well, Dala, did you watch Detective Pikachu?
No. I don't watch most of these, unfortunately. So
no, that's fair. They're like everything's live action, realistic.
Weird
showed a creeper. So the and Minecraft it's like mossy and
oh okay, yeah. Like the textures are real, but it's still cubey.
But it's still cube shaped. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So it's like the guy that's like, I did this in a epic. Yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, and Jack Black as Steve is just Jack Black in a blue t-shirt holding the diamond pickaxe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's Jumanji. Like, Jumanji, too.
Basically.
It's more like it is. It's Minecraft Manji.
Yeah, Minecraft, yeah.
But who knows if that movie's going to do well, because, you know, Jack Black's in a little bit of hot water.
He did the safe thing. He'll technically probably be fine.
I mean, it's gonna make even though he's just lamer, anyways. Yeah, he's just a lame guy. But yeah, you know, I the Minecraft movie, it could be good. Actually, no, that's not true. I am looking forward to it because it's made by Jared and Joshua Hess, who are the directors of Napoleon Dynamite.
I didn't realize that. Oh, okay,
Gentlemen Broncos, Nacho Libre. And
wait, this might actually be amazing.
It's got Jennifer Coolidge in it. I think it's got a couple other regulars. Steve.
Makes me want a square hot dog real bad.
I need obsidian.
Whatever you guys heard.
But yeah, you know, I want to jump back to what you were gonna talk about, Nate. Do you remember before? We were taught. You said something about like successful.
Yeah, saying if we're gonna talk about like really well done movie adaptations, that I feel like we have to talk about Michael Fassbender's Assassin's Creed.
Yuck.
So
Do we have to? I mean, we have to.
Can I use my veto for the year?
Yeah. Teacher, I didn't do the homework
for the year. Wait, hold on. I got your word on that. This is your veto for the year. Deal.
No, sir. Done. I actually haven't seen this movie, so I can't. It doesn't even matter.
I haven't either. No, nobody has. That's the point.
You haven't seen it? Okay. Perfect. Okay. I love talking about a movie we haven't seen. So let's keep going.
Everybody saw just how terrible it looked right away, and nobody even tried, and then it got panned by all the reviews, and so it was like, yep.
So earlier I said that the Super Mario movie might have been the highest grossing most successful video game movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's that one or Five Nights at Freddy's, but I did watch
Mario's
the five...
still more
is it still Mario
well Mar- I know it. For a fact that the Mario Bros movie is up there in terms of like largest releases yeah. for animated it's... movies ever.
Yeah, so
yeah, I was gonna say,
that's
gotta
be
huge.
It like beat Avengers or something, I think, which was like one of the top movies as well.
Yeah, so it's got to be
Mario's bigger than Freddy Fazbear too. Fetty
but
Alvarez.
I watched it the other day, and just a tonal. It's a yeah, that was so hilarious. But it's just a tonally all over the place. Well, no, it carries a consistent tone, but there's so many scenes that are just like jarringly different from the last that it's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, there's a point where you see the animatronics kill some people, and it's very tame up until at one point a girl climbs into the animatronic's mouth, and it just bites her in half, and you see her legs fall on the floor. I'm like, what the fuck? Everything was so, like, chill
she
until
like, tame
now.
Until, whoa, who invited this fucker?
And then there's, like, the obligatory, like, the main character is taking care of his sister, and he's just like, oh God, I gotta bring you to work, but you know what, you gotta stay here in my room, and you gotta stay in my sight, and you can't leave anywhere. And then of course she leaves, and the main character is like, he hears her scream, and when he runs up to her, he sees that she's surrounded by the animatronics, and he starts freaking out. But then she's like, oh my God, they're tickling me, they're my friends, like, here, let's all build a fort together. And then all the main characters build a, like, there's like a montage scene of them gathering chairs and tables and like, mm-hmm. like making jokes and stuff. And,
wow.
And,
fuck.
And,
yeah,
and building a like set to 80s music.
I need to see this movie.
And like, and then the scene ends with them laying in a circle, like looking up, you know what I mean? Like in a circle, mm-hmm. like all of them, like the animatronics and the main characters.
Just like, ah, that was so fun.
What a fun day. Like, ooh. But then also the movie ends with like a guy getting snapped and locked into a suit, and then you see him like fucked up in the distance.
God,
like,
damn.
It's so fucking like
it's
jarring.
Like two different movies. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, it's like two different movies. Someone say it's like five different movies. Five Nights at Different Movies. Ooh.
Oh, I looked it up, and Super Mario Bros. Movie, of all animated movies, Disney included everything, is fourth highest grossing.
Under what?
Goddamn.
Only under...
Under God.
hey, Jesus, number the three, Holy Spirit,
number three
and
is
God.
Frozen 2. Number two is The Lion King, the new one.
Oh.
Weird.
Ew.
Right? Gross. The gross one.
Not good.
Is that gross, like, as in, like, the most grossest movie? Not the most grossing?
Yeah, right? You'd think. And then number one, actually, apparently, Inside Out 2. Just broke.
Huh.
Just surpassed all of them.
Makes,
yeah, makes sense.
I'm not... I guess, yeah, it makes sense, because, yeah.
Inside Out 2 is a big deal, but yeah.
No, damn, that's, yeah, to be the fourth biggest movie. It's Mario, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
I feel like they delivered something that was, like, safe, but quality. Yeah.
Passable.
And, like,
or like
passable.
Not like
Even
the Doom movies.
Even though I personally would have taken on the opportunity of when Luigi was captured in Bowser's castle, if he had broken out of his cage, and people said online that he should have, like, gone sneaking around the castle and, like, done basically a Luigi's mansion.
Mansion, that'd be cool. Try to escape.
Because they had Mario.
That
should
have been the B plot.
Oh, Bowser, I'm gonna suck you up. I swear I'm gonna suck you off. I mean, up.
It's a me. Oh, my vacuum. God, I'm gonna suck.
Yeah. Peaches?
Yeah. What about the Doom movies?
I was like, I feel like you've been wanting to talk about that all day.
I have. They're dog shit.
Doom 1, fun one for like a dumb, like it's a dumb B movie. I remember did we see Doom Annihilation together?
Yeah, we watched the second Doom movie together.
That was Rock Ronson,
right?
The first one.
The first one. And he's like the half the size. He looks like The Rock before he ate The Rock.
Ooh. Before he cannot lose. Because he loses.
Rock squared.
Spoilers, he loses in that movie, which is nice.
It's the first and last movie he's ever lost in.
Yeah, the one time.
Fucking idiot. You hear me, The Rock? I'm still coming for you, son of a bitch.
He's on my
this
list.
This Saturday night at SmackDown Raw. I'm coming for you, Rock. I swear to God, what?
And the world's got to know my name and see how I come for you. Wait, I mean...
I'm going to come on you. I mean, for you.
Everyone's going to see me come on you, I swear. No, I mean, you come in me. Wait.
No.
Here, let me say it. Let me try again. I'm gay. Yeah.
There we go. Got it. Out in one.
There we go. Done in one.
Done. But no, I just wanted to point out, in Doom Annihilation, it's fucking terrible. We were laughing our asses off. It's one where they have one monster suit, but they had to try to make it seem like there's like 100 monsters, but poorly.
At the end, that the main character goes to the main demon dimension, and that's when you see 100 of the same person in the same suit.
Is it like those like fan made projects where it's very clearly just like the same?
Pretty much,
basically,
It's not but much better than that. If it is even better.
I love that.
It's a good bad watch.
Oh yeah, but just once.
Yeah,
Yeah, you don't need to watch it again after that. I'll never watch it. It was a good bad watch once. But before the ending sequence, there's a lot of scenes where it's supposed to be like the main characters are fighting two or three of them in a hallway, but you only see one at a time, even though like all three are in the same hallway.
Yeah.
It's so cheap.
I mean, Doom was like one of those ones that I like grew up watching. And like I liked it as a kid, but I was like I knew it wasn't a good movie, but I'm like, yeah, this is like a good enough, like fun throw on like B movie.
Speaking of the first person.
Yeah. Ooh, the B movie. We're gonna watch the B movie.
We're gonna watch the B movie.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna play the video game that it's based off.
Ooh, yeah. You like jazz? The
entire B movie right here.
Play jazz.
Press B to like jazz.
Yeah, play.
Actually, the whole movie, you just have to hit B over and over again because it's the B game.
B movie. Yeah, it's Guitar press, Hero, but there's only one button, the B button.
Press B to watch Jerry Seinfeld date a 17-year-old.
Yep.
Speaking of terrible movies and something that we actually need to elaborate on for Gym Leader Nate, we got Uwe Boll, who's in his own little section.
I did look that up while you were in the bathroom.
We had a really funny joke. We told you not to.
I did not listen.
Yeah,
and
I haven't seen any
of those movies.
Well, okay, can I make Gym Leader Nate made a funny joke though? Like, can I say it, or do you want to say
it? Well, why would you say it?
Oh, did you want, that's what I'm asking.
Can you re?
I already don't. Can you guys, don't remember.
Okay.
Go for it.
Yes, we'll recreate it. Okay. No, Jim Leader Nate was looking up like his filmography, and he's like, "Oh, I know why you guys brought him up, because he made the movie Auschwitz." And we're just joking about like a game,
you know, that like, one really great game adaptation movie
simulator,
which I didn't know. I'm surprised he made something that was not a video game movie. That's also probably terrible.
But apparently, it was called Auschwitz.
So he, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day.
I don't know if that was a good movie, though.
A Broken Germans makes a movie about Auschwitz twice a day.
I guess he's made some good movies. But, you know, he's made Blood Rain, which was a dog shit. He managed to get fucking Sir Ben Kingsley for that one.
Far Cry.
Far Cry. Alone in the Dark.
He got Meatloaf, too, Postal. I think, in Blood Rain. Postal.
Yeah, he did Auschwitz. Get Meatloaf in Blood Rain. Auschwitz, yeah.
House of the Dead, I think, was one of his first.
Oh my god, House of the Dead, which actually used video game footage actual movie.
And there's no house in the movie. There's no house in the movie. They're in a beach.
It's just an island. It's an island of the dead.
Yeah, they're like on an island, like Coachella.
So it's
a
dead island?
Concert, I guess. But I also kind of... Oh, go on.
Whenever characters would fight and shoot at zombies, that's when it would cut to the video game footage of characters of like you shooting at zombies.
Which, it's a first-person railgun shooter, so they just use that.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, sorry, it's terribly dumb.
I need to watch that. They literally just cut to the video game footage.
I want
to
give Gym Leader Nate a little more context in the sense that at this time, Uwe Boll found a loophole, I think, in the German film industry, where if he's like, oh, if I make a bad movie, I get a tax return. So that's hence why he would get these properties and make. But then also,
didn't they make a movie about that too?
Probably.
I mean, honestly, he's making bad movies on purpose.
Producers. Yeah.
So it's the
that's
producers.
Not based on him.
He did that.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
the producer and the director.
But also,
the producers.
He for a while. I don't know if he still has this, but he had this like edict or whatever where. If you made a bad review of
I was gonna say this.
Yeah, if you have a bad review of his movies, he challenges you to a boxing match.
Yeah, baby.
Like an actual boxing match to fight. And if you win, I think
you shit ever. Oh my god, I would have jumped at that opportunity. Are
I feel like he's
me?
Won them all too, because he's just.
I
like
think
a,
you, yeah,
a,
he's pretty a, actually.
He's
ripped.
German, right? He's a ripped, like, short, German, stocky, fucking, like...
He's just... I think he's won, like, I don't know if he's still doing
brick
it
brick house.
Yeah,
he's next on my list. He's right after Ringo Starr.
Yeah, after Ringo, yeah.
Actually, I shouldn't say that, because he would actually challenge me to a fight.
Nope, too late. All right, tune in next Thursday.
Saturday, I'm coming for you. I'm coming on your Gibble Dang.
We're gonna come on each other. I mean, I'm gonna come on you first. I mean, no, you... But no, that's
apparently
just the...
he did challenge somebody to a boxing match, and then when he found out that the person was a black belt Muay Thai fighter, he backed out.
Okay, so that's why he's won all his fights, because he probably picks the ones he
backs out if he finds out they know how to fight.
All right, Uwe Boll, it's me, Gibbledang. I just want to preface this by saying I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu and karate and kung fu, but I'm coming for you this Saturday night, all right? I'm bringing the ladder. I'm bringing the chair.
Mega slam.
That makes me think of the Kung Fu Hustle meme where he's like, how about I'll fight that guy, and the guy gets up. It's like a brick wall.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, too small. Yeah. Get out of here. I meant the other guy. But yeah, that's Uwe Boll in a nutshell. Such
yeah, that's he's a classic, really. And you know, speaking of classics, we got Mortal Kombat. I know you've been ripping at the seams. I'm coming for you, Gym Leader Nate. I know you've been ripping at the seams. You've been wanting to talk about Mortal Kombat.
Get over here.
And we're here. Yeah, why don't you get over here?
About the fact that everybody hates on it too much. It's good.
What?
Especially two. Two is amazing. Just kidding.
I don't feel like people hate on it. I feel like it's like
the first one.
I feel like it's pretty like. It's like a cult classic, I feel, the first one.
Yeah, first one's universally loved. The second one is dog shit. The new
one. The second one is awful, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say...
The first one, I have a great time watching that first one to this day.
As a kid, I watched the second one, and I did like it because it had Cyrax in it. Like, it's like, ooh, Cyrax! And then it's that techno, like, and then they fucking kick in and shit, and then the dragon tattoo somehow comes off, and I'm like, they tattooed a fucking robot? That's sick. But that's like the only good part.
Yeah, number two went off the wall. But unfortunately it got rid of what's his name? I'm Raiden, and this is my Raiden.
Adam Lambert? Lambert something.
Yeah.
Adam Lambert, yes.
Adam Lambert.
Chris Lambert?
Chris.
Yeah,
maybe.
Lambert. No, I don't think it's Chris. I don't know if it's Chris. Okay. Derek Lambert. Lambert? It's me,
Jonathan.
Christopher Lambert.
Christopher. Oh,
so
Chris.
Is
it Christopher
yeah.
Lambert?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's what I was like. When you say Chris, I was like, that sounds
he
close.
He plays Raiden. And well, he's an Highlander.
Yeah. Yes. It's me, Chris Lambert. I guess here
I am
Chris
the
Lambert.
Highlander. Yeah.
But,
probably
you know, like Christopher. The first Mortal Kombat is great. The second one is just, oh, God. They use stock footage, and they use the same footage over and over.
Stock sounds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a much lower budget, because I think that was like straight to DVD, I want to say. I could be wrong, actually.
Or straight to VHS, I believe.
Oh, yeah, true.
Maybe.
I'm not sure, actually. I don't know. But the first one
was
really good.
Yeah.
Funny enough.
First one's solid.
Directed by the same guy that directed Resident Evil and Monster Hunter. So that's interesting.
Oh, shit. I forgot about Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Tells you all you need to know there.
Yeah.
But, really good casting on all fronts. That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
The new one was kind of a letdown because you got your fucking generic NPC stand-in dude, fucking Craig Yeager, fucking Lance Dance.
Forgot about him.
Fucking
my power
shooter
is
killer.
I get like a metal armor or something, I think.
My power is I'm the Black Panther suit from
basically,
the first movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Stupid. It's like, yeah. I was going to say, what do y'all think of the Tomb Raider movies?
I was going to ask about that, too. Yeah.
I haven't seen them.
I actually like. I only saw the first one.
I remember the first two. Yeah. I remember them being fun, like little like James Bond-esque like rip-offs at the time.
I like when they froze time to like freeze the bullet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was super cool. I like that there was like a supernatural element.
Yeah. That's one thing I love about the Uncharted games is the supernatural stuff that comes out towards the end. Haven't seen the movie of Uncharted, but...
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's spoilers, cool. I guess. Sorry. Yeah, no, it's cool.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's like,
it's 14-year-old franchise.
True. The games are very much like, if you want to play Indiana Jones, but like modern day, fucking great. Yes. Movie's probably not great. I heard it wasn't. Haven't seen it.
But I think there was a short that actually cast Nathan Fillion, who is like a very popular fan cast for Nathan
Drake. Yeah, he looks straight like him.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That's cool.
That
a very
cool.
interesting franchise.
I have a, like, I don't know. I secretly feel like, Yeah, I don't know why they did that. I secretly feel like they like leaned into people comparing Nathan Drake to Nathan Fillion, and when they made like the Uncharted 4, I feel like they literally started designing him to look more like Nathan Fillion.
Hell, that reminds me of another Naughty Dog property, is Last of Us, with Ellie looking like Ellen Page or before when they were Ellen Page, like that's what the model was basically. But I think they've switched it since too.
That one is a really good adaptation. If we're talking about good adaptations, that movie show was very entertaining. I had a great time watching that.
The only reason I haven't seen it is because I'm like, I heard it's pretty much almost a straight 1-to-1. And I'm like, I've played Last of Us a bunch. I think I'm good. Like this, it's The Last of Us already plays like a movie in a sense. And one of these days, I'll miss it. Oh, it's such a good one.
Mm-hmm. It's on Steam now, actually. So now's my chance.
Now's your one and only chance right now.
Now's my chance.
Oh, brother, play it. It's 2 minutes.
That's right, I'm telling you. It's The Last of Us, me. This Saturday night, right after I kick The Rock's ass, I'm playing The Last of Us and settling down.
Hey, mister. I'm calling you out to the ring.
Yeah, come here.
Oh, sorry. That's my wrestler voice. I'm
going to
give you a real spanking.
You get up, you're like the biggest brick wall of a fucking man.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, it's me. Bricketh.
You better be polite, sir.
It's me, Mr. Nice Guy.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Yeah. Another one I want to just kind of point out that I surprisingly liked that was like nothing like the game was Twisted Metal, the show.
Like, that's right.
It's a pretty fun show, but it was like barely anything like
the game.
I will say a big part of it is... Oh, yeah, great game. It's kind of tough to make it into a show, I will say. So
exactly.
The way they did it, I'm like, you know what? That's fair. Like, if I was tasked with make this into a movie or show, I'd be like, I'm going to just do something different. Like, some kind of
similar. It's like make Pac-Man. Tell the story of Pac-Man.
Tetris.
And it's like
make
you look
Tetris
at the game,
movie.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Well, speaking of Pac-Man and Tetris, you know, we could talk about Pixels, which kind of adapted both of those movies. You know?
Do we have to? We got
Josh Gad, who fucks Qbert, you know? I think that's really good for the lore.
That's fine.
We don't need it.
Okay.
Pixels is not an adaptation of anything. It is.
If we talk about that, can we talk about the Skibidi Toilet movie coming out by Michael Bay, just briefly?
I know nothing of Skibidi Toilet, so I can't contribute to this. I'm not a 10-year-old TikTok.
I just think it's wild that a meme, which I don't really know much about anyways, but I'm like,
is actually going to become a whole YouTube series.
Fair, fair.
It's not just a meme. It is a whole YouTube that is over 100 parts now. These are like 5 to 7 minute videos, over 100 of those.
Well, yeah, of course.
Telling the story of the telling the story of the tyrannical takeover of the Skibidi toilets and the oppression of the camera heads.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah, nice. Can't wait for that. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel now for video game movies. We got talking about Skibidi.
It's gonna be a real Rizzler of a movie. Anyways.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, we went to take a little break at the time of recording. Yeah, you know, it was a little late in the night, and we decided to pick up recording the next day, and lo and behold, the Minecraft trailer came out.
The big daddy.
I'm glad we paused, because that's so funny that literally just talked about it.
Yeah, yeah, and it got a very divisive reaction from the internet. I don't know. Like, do we talk about the trailer? Do we talk about our thoughts? Like, I'm personally very excited for it. I think it looks very ugly, and I'm okay with that.
Excited like Madam Web was exciting.
Well, it doesn't even look that bad, honestly. It just looks like people are overreacting, but I don't know. I think the hyper realism is fine.
Yeah, I think the hyperrealism's fine. I think, I don't know, it just, like, it's very much giving big, like, especially the lines that they show, that they have people say, like, displayed in the trailer, is, like, very foreboding in terms of the writing. Like, it's all very, like, oh, brother, get a load of this guy. He's right behind me, isn't he? Like, that just was a big vibe I was getting from it, and I'm hoping that... Yeah, I'm hoping that, like, it will be a little bit more creative.
Yeah, maybe there'll be, like, in the second trailer will be, like, a better, like, more indicative of what it actually is like, and yeah. Better, I guess.
Cause,
I don't know, like...
Because truly...
Yeah.
Because truly, like, if... when I saw the trailer, it's, like, it's such a small amount that we're seeing that it's like it's so hard to tell if this is actually indicative of the whole film, like, and I did see this, I've been reading up on, like, kind of hardcore fans' reaction to, like, hardcore Minecrafters' reaction to the trailer.
Minecraftors.
Ooh, from Minecraftoria.
Minecraftsmen.
Miners. Which also is accurate.
Yeah.
And true. A lot of them were saying that, like, what it's kind of missing is, like, the, like, so far the vibe we're missing from it is the genuine kind of, like, earnestness of Minecraft, and how, like, in the Minecraft world, it, like the sheep all having, like, eyes that look in different directions just to look as stupid as possible and stuff like that. It very much seems like somebody from the outside wanting to, like, make fun of Minecraft rather than a movie made for people who actually like Minecraft.
Like, actually fans.
Exactly.
So, like, this is not made by fans, but just, like, profit margins.
That's what
people being, like, critiquing it.
Yeah, that's what how a lot of people feel, because a lot of people bring up the fact that, like, most of their memories with Minecraft are very, like, calm, serene, like, moments where you're just, like, working in silence, you know, enjoying the peace of, like, this, like, very simple, very honest game.
You know, you saying that kind of nailed the hammer on the head. Like, I'm like, you know what? I think that's what I don't like about most video game movies, because they're usually never made by an actual fan.
Yeah, they're
like,
usually not.
The Mario Bros. Movie was like, this person was like, I'm just going to make Blade Runner. What the fuck is this bullshit? But I guess I'll throw in. Like, wow, I didn't even think about it like that. It's like, yeah, that's kind of like the thing that's annoying about it. But yeah, I think Minecraft, I don't know, like, it doesn't... I don't really play the game, to be fair, but it doesn't invoke, like, adventure and creativity and, like, imagine, like, anything's possible. At least not this trailer. I guess anything's possible with Jack Black being in it. Like, yeah. I didn't expect him to be who he was.
See, it's funny, because even when I played Minecraft, I never really thought of it as, like, a, wow, anything is possible. Like sure, you can build stuff, but I always thought of it more as, like, a survival PvP that you could fuck with your friends with, you know? And
true.
So I don't know. It's very interesting. I don't get any of the, I mean, I get the complaints from the first trailer, but it's, like, also the first trailer. I feel like so many people bug out on the first trailer when it's like very little has been shown.
Yeah. But overall, it's like my mood is just hesitant at this point. It's like, but I can still see how it can still turn out well, and especially because of the writers, it's like I can see the glimmer of hope and the direction they can go in, and still, and, like, if they keep the same tone as other movies they've done. But I'm just wondering if they're even allowed to do that same tone, or if, like, they're, or this is something very different because it's a very different movie
brand.
Yeah
it's a brand that they're making a movie about, not just, like, their own.
Yeah, so I'm imagining big studio restrictions. Totally. And
I mean, Jason Momoa was in, I did not even expect that when I saw him. I was like, what the fuck is he doing here? Like,
yeah, was that announced? I never saw that.
Yeah,
when I saw him, I was like, is that Jack? I was like, because I know we were talking about Jack Black being in, I was like, is that Jack Black? Wait, is he wearing, like, a muscle suit? And then I was like, oh no, he's okay. It's just so bizarre.
That would have been really funny.
You thought, when you saw Jason Momoa, you thought, was that Jack Black in a muscle suit?
CGI in a muscle beard suit. And
everything. Yeah. Because the first scene of Jason Momoa was like a quick shot or something, and I was like, oh, I know Jack Black's in here, and we were talking about how maybe he got Jumanji'd in.
Right.
And so I was like, I saw the kids and I saw a glance of him in the back, Momoa in the background. I was like, wait, whoa, was that Jack Black? But then by the second or third time they show him, I was like, no, that's Jason Momoa. I was like, what the fuck, he's in this movie too? Where my thought, yeah.
I will say also with the realism, the hyper realism, I think I'm fine with that. I think it's more just I kind of wish that when people stepped into the Minecraft world, they got turned cubic too. I just think that would be that would be neat. Kind of people existing there is interesting. I'm gonna have to see how they do it, because it's so jarring that I need to see the execution.
The crafting is exactly like the video game, which is very interesting.
Yep.
You put it on the board, and then you, you whack it, I guess.
Yeah, it just makes. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm just hoping for one moment where someone goes to eat something, and it does that.
Yeah, no, there's nothing really. I agree with what you were saying, but the whole saying kind of. I think is someone that doesn't really. That's indifferent to Minecraft. Seeing the trailer doesn't make me I gotta go see that,
Yeah.
I can wait for that to be on streaming, or
it's also weird
if I wanted to.
Because there's literally a generational gap when it comes to Minecraft fans. Because you have the people who were there when it first launched and are very used to a lot of single player, long projects of just building really huge, crazy things, and that's what Minecraft was. Whereas kids now who start playing Minecraft, they play all these crazy multiplayer modes. There's Bed Wars.
I had none of this stuff.
I wonder which demographic they'll kind of, if they can try to aim for both, or if they're going to aim for one over the other.
Mm-hmm. Probably both. Or because I saw that there was people in the trailer, and that was not a thing when I was playing 10 years ago. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like the divide between OG Minecrafters and the generation of Minecraft YouTube.
Yeah,
and I can't wait till we see that YouTuber that we don't know, but we see an Easter egg here.
There's going to be...
Did you know that this YouTuber was in this?
There's going to be, three or four of them, I bet you. They're going to have so many, Minecraft streamers in this movie that I'm going to, never going to know until I get home.
Oh, Dream.
Yeah. Minecraft Joe?
Dream.
Minecraft Joe, what are you doing here?
Oh, my God. I bet you they make a joke about the Dream Peter. Face reveal.
Oh, probably, yeah. You'll have a brick head or something, and then... Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's oh, my gosh, it's just right next
it's
to
Dream.
You or something.
Our savior.
Or he'll take off the mask. Yeah, our Lord and Savior.
They're, looking for the chosen one, and it's Dream.
They should put Mr. Beast in the movie. I don't know if he ever played Minecraft, but that would be cool.
But that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, but that'd be pretty epic, honestly.
Honestly, yeah, it'd be pretty on the nose, too. It'd be not surprising, even.
I mean, he needs to pay for his, court bills somehow.
Ooh.
Allegedly.
Shots.
Allegedly. I mean, I'm sure he has plenty of money to do so.
Yeah, I don't think he...
He, burns money for his videos.
We have 100 lawyers here. We'll see which one can get me out of this, and they can win $1 million. We have lawyers. Each one's a different age. We have a 2-year-old lawyer up to a 15-year-old lawyer.
I've hired 10 secret agents. See which one can successfully bribe my judge.
So I've committed 60 felonies, and I've hired 100 lawyers, and promised and promised $10 million to whichever one could get me off scot-free.
That's so... God. It's just it's just local news. Mr. Beast YouTuber kills 14 people. He's got dead shark eyes. I don't trust him.
He does.
When he smiles, his eyes don't move.
Jeffy? Joey?
I don't. Jimmy. Is
Brian.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
It's just Brian. All of his pictures. It's just like unsettling, where he's just like staring at the camera, half lidded, but like big, huge smile, toothy smile.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Be gone, Satan.
Yeah. Honestly, whenever I see pictures of him or videos or clips or whatever, it's like he looks like a robot. Like, mm-hmm. He looks like an android from the Alien franchise.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't move, articulate as much.
Truly.
Always drinking milk. No, I'm just kidding.
Always drinking milk. I saw, big thing.
He's going to betray everybody.
I saw an advertisement for one of his, like, collectible toys or whatever. And he just, half-asses his way through it and just is, like, very dismissive of his own product. It's like, oh my god, this guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Even Eno sucks. But hey, this isn't the fucking.
But we'll see. We'll see how he does in the
Mr. Beast.
Yeah, we'll see how he does in the Minecraft movie. Maybe that'll change all of our minds when he makes his cameo in the Minecraft movie.
Where are we?
All of our minds.
All of our minds.
I want the. I want like a kid that goes up and like starts saying like, "How many Koopas? How much wham does it take to make the Koopas?"
Oh yeah, how much dedicated wham?
How much dedicated wham is made for Koopas to explode?
So I want that kid in there, or some line of that. That's what I want. Yeah, what do you guys want in the Minecraft movie?
Mr. Beast.
Honestly, number one.
Number one, Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
Number two, dedicated ram.
Yep. I definitely want someone to, like, get frustrated and die and drop all of the good shit they had.
That'd be kind of cool.
Because, like, nowadays,
like, it falls out.
These kids don't know about not having the option to not drop your stuff. When I pay euros to download this game back in 2010, 2009.
Okay, the thing I do want, actually. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
The one thing I just thought of I really do want is I want them to run into, like, let's say, like, Steve Buscemi or something, like or the he's voicing Steve. Someone or whatever. Yeah. So he's, like, they run into him, and he's, like, kind of, like, weird and creepy, and then they look behind him, and he has, like, one of those fucking, like, lava pits with, like, pigs always, like spawning in and squirming, or, you know, like, the weird creepy shit, and they're like, let's go, maybe we won't ask you, maybe we'll get help.
It's like a giant Rube Goldberg redstone machine made for, spawning chickens and, like, slaughtering them or something. Yeah. Like,
and they, like, go to him for help initially, but they're like, oh, this guy's fucking weird, let's just get the fuck out of here. Like,
he's a real person who's been stuck in the Minecraft world for too long. It's kind of like his character in, Spy Kids 2.
Crazy. It's the same character. We'll just bring that character over.
It's the line, too. Do you think God lives in heaven because he, too, fears what he has created?
What he's created. Shit. Yeah, that's what I want. I want Spy Kids 2, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Teleported in.
That's what. Actually, I think I just want Spy Kids 2 again.
Can I get that, please?
What kind of Minecraft movie do I want? Spy Kids 2. Yep.
Perfect.
Oh, well. Ugh. Speaking of Spy Kids 2, do you guys want to get into some plugs?
You can, like, spy it out or something,
I'm sure there's something in there that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, if you need to find me, I'm Gym Leader Nate on everything. Easy peasy lemon squizzums.
Ew.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Surprise, nice twist ending.
If you need to find me, I'm Gibbledang on everything. Easy peasy.
That's not, like, so easy.
Not so easy peasy. Well, I guess I'll go last. I'm Dala, and you can find me on Instagram at dadala.art. And make sure you're following us at No Dumb Idea on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere, or Apple Podcasts, actually.
Send us your ideas to our email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you want to see in the Minecraft movie, and what games do you think would be a good movie adaptation?
Which Spy Kids movie do you want the Minecraft movie to be?
Or Shark Girl and Lava Girl
counts.
Too.
Counts. Yes. Honorary Spy Kids.
I said that correctly. Yep, I said it correctly the first time. Easy peasy peachy wheezies.
All right, why don't we go ahead and give a shout out to who was it?
Minecraft Steve.
Minecraft Steve.
Yeah, thank you, Jen.
Mr. Beast.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Michael Fassbender in Assassin's Creed.
Thank you, Assassin's Creed.
Shout out to Blonic and Ronic.
Yeah.
My original character. Blonic.
And Yelonic.
Yannick.
Yannick. Ooh, I like that one.
Special shout out to whoever played Sub-Zero in the original Mortal Kombat movie. You did a great job. Mm.
Dennis Hopper. Woo!
Dennis Hopper.
Shout out to Italian Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat 2.
There you go.
Nice. Woo!
Bibbidi Bobbidi Freezy Luigi.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.